I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After a brutal murder of a prominent Christian bookstore manager this weekend, Gaza's small Christian community is fearful. Many may flee if the opportunity arises, but Open Doors' Carl Mueller says it's essential that believers remain where they are as the sole source of peace. Believers are committed to keeping the bookstore open despite the attention it draws, but Mueller says this weekend's murder was a direct threat. Pray that believers in Gaza don't succumb to fear. And every day, approximately 2,400 Christian baby boomers turn 60. This is good news for Wycliffe Associates, nearing completion on their volunteer mobilization center in Orlando, Florida. Bruce Smith says the increased supply of manpower and experience will help launch another 2,300 scripture translations by 2025. They're recruiting now for more volunteers from the U.S. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. If you'd like more information about these and other organizations, go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.